You know, yesterday was April Fool's Day, and Snooks might have caused some trouble.
Snooks?
Yeah.
Go on, she never causes any trouble.
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Snooks?
Hello?
Hello, where's your daddy?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
This is the operator, my sense, please.
Snooks, it is you, isn't it?
No, this is my father. Want to play poker?
Snooks, where's your daddy?
Give me that phone. Hello, John.
Hello, Daddy.
I'll see you soon. I have to rush out and buy a suit as soon as I put Snooks to bed. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Daddy. Well, I'll lay 9 to 5. He never gets out.
Snooks, I don't want you to answer the phone anymore.
Why?
Because you say a lot of crazy things and confuse people. Why did you tell John I jumped out the window?
I always tell him that.
You always tell him I jump out the window?
Uh-huh.
Well, what for?
I don't know.
Suppose I do jump out of the window one day and you tell him that. He won't believe you, will he?
No.
Snooks, have you ever heard the story of the little boy who cried wolf?
No, tell it to me.
Oh. Well, I stuck out my neck that time. Look, I'll tell it to you tomorrow. I'm in a hurry to get to the clothing store.
Why?
I'm going to be fitted for an Easter suit.
When is Easter, Daddy?
It falls on the 5th this year. You see, Easter Sunday is governed by the date of the Paschal full moon. If the Paschal full moon falls on a Sunday, then the following Sunday is Easter.
Is the moon going to fall?
The moon is not going to fall. According to the scientists, there's no danger of the moon falling for the next 70 million years.
Will it fall on the people?
I suppose so. What are you crying about? It won't happen for at least 70 million years.
Oh, I thought you said 7 million.
Well, now you don't have to worry anymore. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy!
Yes?
Why does the moon make it Easter?
Well, the Paschal full moon is the 14th day of the lunar month, reckoned according to an old ecclesiastical computation, and not the real or astronomical full moon.
You know everything, don't you, Daddy?
Just about. Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
Yeah. Who tells the bunnies when it's Easter?
They don't have to be told.
And how do they know when the lady eggs?
Bunnies don't lay eggs.
Why?
Now, how do I know?
Chickens lay eggs.
I can't help it.
Why?
Snooks, I'll explain it to you in the morning. The tailor's waiting to measure me for my suit.
I want to go with you.
Snooks.
I
want to
go with you.
You can't go with me. Can't I buy a suit of clothes without having you tag along?
Mommy's going, ain't she?
Not this time, she isn't.
No.
I'm going to wear what I like for once in my life. I'm sick of these bell-bottom pants.
Your coat's nice, Daddy.
Nice.
Yeah. I like the way it zips up the back. It's a zoot suit with a neat pleat.
You and your mummy. I'll show you style. Wait till I come home with my new suit. I'm getting a spring coat, too.
With springs in it?
No, not with springs in it.
No?
A nice conservative model. With padded shoulders and a flared waistline. Just a few pleats on the hem.
Are you going to get a feather in your hat again?
Oh, don't be sarcastic.
Sarcastic.
I'm buying this coat at Squire's because they have a bargain sale. A $35 coat marked down to $9.75.
How do you know that?
Because he advertises that way. All his coats are down.
Are his pants down, too?
What's the matter with you?
I want to go with you.
Now, why should you want to go to the tailor's with me?
I want to get an Easter suit.
You'll have a new dress, I promise you. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy!
Oh, what do you want?
Who laid the Easter egg?
If I tell you, will you let me go?
Maybe.
All right. Do you want the rabbit to lay the Easter eggs?
No.
You want the chicken to lay them?
No.
Well, who do you want to lay the eggs?
You.
Okay, I'll lay the Easter eggs. Satisfied?
No, lay one now.
I will not. Oh, Snooks, please let me get out of this house. You want me to look nice, don't you?
Yes, Daddy.
Fine, and I'll buy you a new dress. When I put on my new suit and coat, we'll be the hit of the Easter parade.
Will you buy me a rabbit, too, Daddy?
All right, I'll buy you a rabbit.
A white rabbit?
Yes, a white rabbit.
I don't like a white rabbit.
What kind do you want?
I want a blue rabbit with a purple legs and a green tail.
You're insane.
Yeah.
Either you take a white rabbit or you get nothing.
I'll take it, Daddy.
And remember, you'll have to care for it yourself. No rough handling. You'll treat it just like a baby.
Like a baby?
Yes. You'll handle the rabbit exactly the way Mother handles Robespierre.
Will I have to change
it? Yes. You'll have to change his water every day.
I wasn't going to.
I don't care what you were going to say. I'm not going to waste another second here. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy!
Oh, what is it now?
You ain't really going to buy me a rabbit, are you?
Well, I'll think about it.
When?
Tonight. If you get right into bed, turn out the light, say your prayers, and ask the angels to make you a good girl, maybe I'll bring a rabbit home with me.
All right, Daddy.
Good. Hurry now. Under the covers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out with the light. Mm-hmm. Now say your prayers. Oh, what are you mumbling?
That's my prayer.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
I ain't talking to you, Daddy. I'm talking to the angels.
Well, they can't understand you either. Speak up.
All right. Dear angels, please make my daddy a good boy so he'll bring me home a rabbit tonight. Shining off.
Snooks, that's no way to talk to the angels.
They like it, Daddy.
How do you know?
I'll show you. You like it, don't you, angels? That's okay with us, Snooks. You'll get your rabbit.
Oh, good time.